it's good to use people as inspiration. Don't use them as motivation. Because, like, when you're inspired by something, you can do something. But when you use them as motivation, that's the whole reason why you're doing it. Yeah. That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Because when they stop doing it, you're going to stop doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, you got to use people as for inspiration. And I'm using use as a loosely, but use people as inspiration, not motivation. We don't got to use people. We good people here. Join the good people.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hola, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquille D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we talk about regular life from the creator's perspective. So, in layman's terms, we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. And we break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We talk about love, life, movies, music, food, anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations. We just love to bring you guys in on them. So, yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. But, yeah. How y'all feeling today?
Great. Splendid.
Outstanding.
We want to shout.
I don't remember how that beat goes. So.
You did it right.
Oh, for real?
That's not.
That's what I did.
Really, yes.
I was just like, some funky beat. That's it.
Yeah. That sounded about right to me.
Confirmation bias. Go ahead.
But yeah. Okay. My stomach's growling. Okay. I'm doing well also.
Word.
I
thought you said it already. I thought I was the last person.
Nah, I didn't answer. But what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about doing the best we can with what we got. Using everything that we have.
Elaborate. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say one more time for me, for the people in the back.
Doing the best you can with what you have.
With what you have.
Which means, or which can translate into,
I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
Nah, that's what I just said.
That's
all it takes is all you got.
Oh.
I was trying to say it translate to doing whatever I said. I'm tired.
Hey, just do it.
My bad. Roll the tape back. Y'all see. What was the topic that I said?
All it takes. Oh, you said, dang, you didn't say that exactly. You said,
doing the best you can with what
you
got.
Yeah, doing the best you can with what you got.
But it was something after that.
I'm supposed to change these, but.
Using all that we had.
Using everything that we have. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie to you.
We using everything we got.
All it takes is all you got.
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. But, all right. So the idea of, well, you explain the idea of all it takes is all you got.
Okay. Well, let's start here. I was at a family member's house and I happened to see a sign like in the bottom corner. I don't know how long it's been there. Probably been there for years. People haven't been looking at it. When I looked at it, it said, all it takes is all you've got. And I was like, wow, that's actually dope. Like I've never heard anybody say it like that. And when I processed it, how I was thinking about it was, it doesn't require anything more than what you have. Mm-hmm. So like, it doesn't require anything less or more. Like it doesn't require you to have resources that you don't actually have at your disposal. And it doesn't require you to use less of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
The formula is everything you have, and that's all it requires.
Do you feel like you've been using everything that you have?
At this moment, yeah. As of late, yeah.
Do you feel like you've been using everything that you have?
Yeah. If I wasn't before, I'm going to now.
When do you feel like you started, or since you said that you weren't before, but now you are? Like, when do you feel like you actually, I guess, realized and started using everything that you had. And what does that mean to you? Sorry.
2 weeks after my current circumstance.
2 weeks after your current circumstance?
Mm-hmm. So it's 2 weeks into the current circumstance. Oh, so the past 2 weeks.
So for the past 2 weeks. Yeah, you could have just said that.
Well, he made that all like, elaborate. What? I said 2 weeks into the current circumstance.
Pull out the calendar. All right, so 2 weeks ago, you feel like you started using, and why weren't you using all you had before?
The norm felt as if it was comfortable. Now the norm isn't the normal, isn't the norm anymore. So
the norm ain't normal.
Not, and the old normal is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. So.
So you were comfortable, so you was like, I don't need to, I can use what I've been using, I don't need to use everything, or I can use half of it, and I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Before I answer, because I know you're about to throw that to me, you never answered. Do you feel like you've been using all you've got?
I'm going to say yes and no, right? I feel like I've been using all that I know that I have, but I feel like there are a few tools that I'm slowly discovering that I haven't used yet. So yeah, that's my answer to that question. So I think there are some tools that I haven't used yet, but I'm just now realizing that they are there, like that I already had them.
Word. For me, similar space where it's like I didn't realize certain tools were tools to begin with, and I think there was a portion of time where I was upset with the tools that I didn't have, and the focus was like, dang, how am I supposed to do this when I don't have X, Y, and Z? And then I realized, like, so what? Like, what does it matter? You know, can you still get it done? Like, if you can still get it done. Yeah, but if you can still get it done with what you have, that's fire. Like, that doesn't, like, just because you don't have everything that everybody else has doesn't mean that you don't have everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I feel like that's the other thing though. A lot of times we look at what other people have or what they appear to have, and we be like, well, I can't do this thing because I need that thing. Like, that if I had that, I would be da da da. But at the end of the day, it's like, you have everything that you need for your specific journey. If your journey was supposed to look like theirs, you would have been given that tool that they have. Or you might already have it and just don't realize that you have it. The first question was, when do you feel like you started using all that you have?
That's hard because I don't really know if I can't really put a pin on the timeline. I would just say somewhere in the last three months, I feel like I've kind of been a lot more aware that, like, there's more stuff that I can do, there's more things that I can learn, and there's just more tools that I have at my disposal, and like things that I thought weren't useful. I've learned to kind of flip and make them a lot more useful. So, like, I think it's probably been the last, like, three months, if I'm being generous.
Okay. Me? Mm-hmm. Oh, when? Okay, I didn't answer that question. Okay. When do I feel like I started using all that I have? Well, I said that I don't feel like...
I was going to say, when did you start to use more than what you were using?
I feel like I started using more of what I was using. I want to say the past few months is when I like started, but I feel like I started to kick it into overdrive probably in the last 6 weeks.
I was gonna say that makes sense, because if you're not used to using all that you have, it takes practice like, you have to, like, using all you have, it has, in order to do it consistently, it has to become normal.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, and, like, you have to intentionally work at using giving all, and to be like, that's a lot. Like, yeah. It'd be like that. That's a lot. Like, I don't even really. I be sleeping. I actually be sleeping. I don't sleep as long as they tell me I should sleep. But I actually, like, when I be sleeping, I be knocked out. And I actually be resting. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like it takes time to normalize giving all that you have or using all that you have before it becomes your new normal.
Mm-hmm. You said it's a lot. You like in what aspect do you think it's a lot? I'm just curious because
like making the transition from not doing all you can, not using everything you have to using all you have. Because while you're making that transition, you're still operating in whatever way you was operating, and it takes, like, you have to intentionally be aware, notice what you're doing, what's going on, what you can do, and it just, like, to actually make the transition and use what you have, it takes intentional and extra energy.
I was gonna say, it kind of goes back to just the same thing of, like, everything being a practice. Like, everything is a practice. I feel like once I realize, okay, there are some other tools, or even like you said, oh, there's more that I can learn. Like, once you realize there's more stuff that you can learn, sometimes it'd be like, dang, I gotta learn this extra thing. But when you realize, like, all right, well, let me do what I need to do so that I have the mental capacity to actually intake some more information. Like, let me adjust my schedule. Maybe I spend less time scrolling and I spend that time where I'm just rapidly getting info from social media to learn this language or learn other systems and tools, figure out Photoshop. I ain't figured that out. Don't quote me on that. But, you know, just...
But you have it.
I do. I got access. I got the tools. I ain't figured it out yet. But just being mindful of those things so that you can actually... put them to use. And then also, like, when you was talking about taking action, listen, when I was talking to God and God was like, you thinking too much. Like, just do the stuff. Just do it. If you have an idea, just go ahead and start it. You'll find your way from there. You'll figure out if you want to keep going down this path or not. But you doing all this thinking, you're not doing nothing. So then it's like, all right, well, now I'm practicing having a thought and then doing the action or doing whatever first step. Like, I have the thought, I write it down. I have the thought, I go do it. I record it. I write out the script. I whatever it needs to be.
Yeah, how I was thinking about it, the analogy I thought of as you were speaking was, it's like when your GPS reroutes. Like, your GPS, like, 9 times out of 10, if you're sitting in one spot, and you want the GPS to reroute, it's not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's like, all right, once you move, I can adjust you from there. But until you move, I'm looking at the arrow. The arrow looking at me.
The arrow spinning around. In the same place.
And you like, what's going on? Why aren't you? Yeah, it's like, why aren't you moving? Like, once you move, we can direct you from where you're moving. But until you move, there's no direction there.
Yeah.
So it's like the importance of, like, getting started and not think about it enough so that you can just take reasonable action. I think anything outside of that is a little excess to me personally.
And I feel like I had two things. When you was talking about God was telling you.
I was thinking too much.
Yeah, you were thinking too much. God told me, I don't have to try anymore. And that was in the sense of, I don't have to try to be something. I don't have to try and do something. I don't have to try and make something look a certain way. Literally just be. Yeah, I don't stop trying and just be. Just exist. Just do. And everything else will follow. Or you'll figure it out along the way. And also, with using everything that you have, conversations with God, they start to get different. At least for me, they become different because now it's the thing of, I already know that I have, like, I was already equipped with what I need to get to or to get through the obstacle or whatever is happening right now. I was already equipped with everything I need to get past it or through it.
Yeah.
So now it's not a thing of, please help me get through this. It's like, oh, thank you for now I'm looking at what I have, what I can do, what I'm trying to do, what I have, what I'm working with right now. And we pushing it, keeping it pushing forward.
The conversations with God, they do become different. Like I find, but I feel like that happened for me even before I started, I guess, using more, or maybe it happened when I realized, oh, there's more tools that I can utilize. And I just didn't necessarily realize it before. But it's more of a gratitude thing. I know that whatever I needed for this moment or for this thing has already been provided. So I'm not, even if I haven't fully discovered it yet, I'm not like, God, please send me this other thing. Dear or whatever.
God, I need a minute.
It's more like, all right, God, I welcome you into this room. What do we have here today? What are our resources that I can use today to move this moment forward or to get this thing done? And honestly, it's just been kind of more enjoyable. life has been a little bit more enjoyable, but also my conversations with God have been a little bit more enjoyable. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah. It does. I was gonna say, for me, the conversations are different, not just for that, for those reasons, but also because now I'm not asking for the same things. I'm more so asking what do you need from me, which is a different kind of. For me, it's been a lot different because I'll ask the question and sometimes I get an answer immediately, but a lot of times I'll get an answer the next morning and I'll be writing stuff out. All right, this is kind of what I need to do. This is what I'm feeling at this very moment. So just that kind of thing where it's I'm not necessarily asking I am asking, but I'm not asking for things. I'm not begging for anything. It's what do you need from me? What do you need in order for me to do whatever I'm trying to do or whatever you want me to, what do you need from me? And I think that's for me, it's been helping my relationship with God. Cause I realized before I was talking to God,
Chauncey,
that's
bring me my
dreams.
That's
super disrespectful.
Bring me my dreams.
I wasn't thinking Chauncey, but more so asking hey, oh God, you mind if, can we da-da-da, can we, and it's a lot more that as opposed to being all right, this was the idea, let me run this by you. You cool? Okay, that's not the idea you was thinking. All right, we gonna go back to the drawing board. It's almost you're giving God more to work with to me.
Yeah.
Because I gave you the tools, but if you don't start making your art, I can't really do anything with it. If you don't start using your gift, I can't really do nothing with it. It's just collecting dust.
Yeah. I feel with that, because, and this is something that I always say, I do look at my life as a collaboration with God now versus whatever I was looking at it before. It's because I'm using more tools and I'm able to ask different questions, it's a thing where I'm having fun with my creativity, and it's giving my inner child a chance to try new things
that was for confirmation.
That I didn't necessarily allow myself to try before. So that's definitely been fun for me. But yeah, it's just I feel a lot more creative now that I'm working on learning new things and using different tools, using all that I have and discovering all that I have. I've been able to be more creative and having more fun in my conversations with God, but just creating since I've been learning to use all the tools that I have.
What does using all the tools that you have look like?
That was my next question.
Gotta be quicker than that.
What does it look like? I'm not 100% sure yet because I haven't used all of my tools. Mm. But so far, it literally just, it's been looking like me not doubting myself and jumping right into things, me trying new vocal styles or vocal arrangements, me trusting my instincts, but also following my mind, I guess, and not the path that other people have laid out for me. I don't know if that answers the question, though. What does it physically look like? It looks like, I guess on the outside, it might look a little chaotic. Because right now, it looks like me just trying a bunch of things. It looks like me trying a bunch of things. So I feel like on the outside, it probably looks like stuff doesn't make sense. But I'm trying and I'm learning things that align in a way that nobody's really going to fully understand until they see the finished product. And I don't even fully understand them. But on the inside, it looks like and feels like me trusting myself and trusting my voice and just acting on things that I'm interested in and being freer. I think that's what it is. What about you guys?
For me, I would say it is finding the opportunity, and it looks like me finding the opportunity and everything, like finding whatever opportunity.
That's good.
For me, especially for me to have fun, because a lot of times I don't even be having fun doing some of the stuff.
Yeah.
It's because like I'm thinking about millions, and just trying to, you know, get to my actual goals. But it's supposed to be fun. Like we're supposed to be have a good time during this entire process. So like it's a lot of it is me finding the opportunity, and just and I realize it requires a lot more of me to be creative, but like be like an active participant in everything in my life. Cause like a lot of things that there were a lot of things that I wasn't being an active participant. I was being a lot more passive with. So like when it comes to like me just again, using everything, like there's stuff that I didn't think I could use to a great degree. So I'm like, I don't know if I could use this for my benefit, but it's like, if I want to use it to my benefit, I actually have to be a lot more active and be a lot more a part of the environment. And I think for most of the time, I haven't been that. So that's, for me, that's what it's been looking like.
What about you?
For me, it looks like
millions go.
It looks like just doing, not trying, focusing more on progression than perfection. Not thinking, not overthinking stuff, but just showing up and being present in what I'm doing. Like,
because it's a gift.
Sorry, basically, when you're operating in your gifts, it'll behoove you to be present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
What have you guys, I guess it's a two-part question. What have you guys learned the most from using everything that you have? And or what do you feel like you've gained from using everything that you had so far? It's okay if it's nothing.
What I would gain from it, or what I am gaining from it, is confidence in myself. Because it's a thing of, oh, I could do this. And trusting myself. So the more I do stuff, the more I figure out what I can do and realize what I can do, what I'm capable of. Now I trust myself that I can do this, or I can do anything if I just sit down and do it or show up. And then what was the other question?
What did you learn?
What did you learn? Yeah, which might be the same answer, but.
What have I learned
from
that
in that process?
I already have everything that I need. I don't really need to ask for what other people have or feel like other people are lucky, because one, I don't know what they're going through. Two,
facts.
I like it here. So, and it was something else I was going to say. What have I learned? It was something else that I learned. Something else that I learned. Oh, I need to be clearer on what I actually, like, what exactly I want. Like, I'd have to use my words. Like, if I'm using AI.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotta to, ask the right kind questions. Of like
you have to ask the right questions. You have to say exactly what you want mm-hmm. in order to get an actual result. Like, yeah, what you want. Mm-hmm. You have to be specific. Like, I can't just say I want to.
Diamond in the back.
Nah, I was going to say a car. I can't just say I want a Corvette. I have to say.
Excellent.
I want a 2024 Stingray and have to look up, see what type of specs I want, what color. I probably want
to. That's a fit.
I might want a blue one or maybe a gray one. It was like a greenish gray, the one that we seen. Wait, was in
you
Jersey.
Said, you said a Stingray?
Yeah.
Or in my head, I was thinking the Slingshot. That's why I was like, you want one of them three-wheel cars? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. That's your prerogative. Go ahead and drive your three-wheel vehicle.
Corvette.
But I don't... Yeah. I just wouldn't want that.
Well, yeah, just got to get the specifics. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just got to be a lot more specific and precise with what I say that I want.
For me, what I learned... one of the things that I learned is that, number one, I can do this. But, like... I can definitely do this. Number two was nobody knows what they're doing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Even if they look like they know what they're doing, when you look at the fine print, people just be doing stuff. They might not. A lot of people aren't experts in the fields that they are in, and they're learning just like I'm learning certain things. So. What was you about to say?
Though? I was going to say it's almost like nobody knows what they're doing until they know what they're doing.
Right.
So it's like...
But a lot of people are still at the point where they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They haven't hit the, all right, I know exactly what I'm doing yet. So like realizing that there's more people in the world that don't know what they're doing than know what they're doing. It's like, oh, so I just need to keep going at the end of the day. And then the third thing that I learned was that I was overcomplicating things. And a lot of it, and that goes back to me thinking versus doing. Like a lot of it was like, I'm overcomplicating it in my head before I actually start trying to do it. Mm-hmm. Like I made it so complicated in my head that I discouraged myself, basically. When in all actuality, I could have did it 5 minutes ago, and it would have taken me 20 minutes to complete. So, that's three things that I learned.
That's good.
What was y'all about to say? Cause y'all.
I was gonna say, I have two things. I definitely remember one of the things. So, it was about the whole thing about like trying and not having to try anymore, just being, because, like in life. What is what is. Like, so all my job is to just exist, just be in the what is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm like the middleman. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to start anything. Like, I don't have to recreate the will or be like, this is the end all be all. All I do is exist in what is. And do the best I can with what I have. Like, already, I don't necessarily have to start anything because all the tools have already been given to me and the ideas and everything like that. I don't necessarily have to finish everything to perfection because, one, perfection is subjective. And if you like something that I did that's half finished, thank you.
And one last thing I'll add to that is that you don't have to be an expert to start.
You don't even have to be an expert to teach.
You don't got to be an expert to get paid from it.
Yeah. Now, for the teaching, you should be.
You should be
an
expert.
It would behoove you to be an expert in order to teach it, but you don't have to be.
If you have integrity,
you would
want to be an expert. Or
Or have some. You have some expertise. A certain level of knowledge. I feel like there's levels to expertise, though. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I recant that statement. I don't think you need you. I don't think you need an expert of. You need to be an expert in order to be in order to teach. But I think it aid like it one. It would behoove you, and it would aid in the process of teaching. Because I mean, I feel like you could teach anybody anything. Like anybody can teach you something. So I don't necessarily think it. You need it, but it's like it would. It's highly advised that you know if you plan on shoveling snow, you get a shovel. You know, like that's just, you don't need it if you, but it's highly advised.
At least have some level of knowledge of it. Just like some level. Even if you aren't an expertise in the entire field, it would be like, maybe you specialize in this thing so you can help with that thing.
Or
maybe.
Who knows? I had two things. One for both of you guys, but.
Wait, I didn't say what I gained from it.
Go for it.
I gained. what did I gain from it? I guess I kind of like a new level of joy. And
joy.
And a new level of gratitude, because I've been practicing gratitude, like being grateful every day and like specifying what I'm grateful for each day. But it's been helping me to see the beauty in life even more. So those are some things. You didn't answer the question before you asked us the two things.
I wasn't about to ask you anything. I was going to piggyback off of what you
said. Oh, okay.
Say.
Go ahead.
So one, when you were like, you were making things more complex, I realized that once it actually starts feeling complex to me, I should actually chill. Like it's like, if it starts feeling like this is getting very complex, that means I'm probably making this more complex. Because, like, even when it comes, it could be something as small as my schedule. Like, when my schedule starts to feel like this is too much, like, and you can feel it in your body most of the time, you're like, you know, I kind of, just looking at this, is I'm getting a headache. It's like, you probably, that's a great indicator, like, hey, you're doing a little too much. And I think that's the same thing with everything in life. Like, once it starts to feel, like, life is really simple. Like, the more there's complex pieces, but like I feel like in general it's very simple. So I think as long as you're paying attention to like how you actually feel when those moments occur, you'll be fine. And the other thing I was gonna say to Breeze's point, it was about comparing and like wishing you had something else that somebody else had. It's just like when you said that, I thought about. You really don't know what it cost them to get that gift.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what's attached to that at all. Like, somebody can be a great speaker for all of, like, because of terrible things that happened. And it's like, they became a great... So you're looking at it like, oh, I want this thing. And it's like, they had to go through some wild stuff to get that that gift or whatever it is. So I just... It reminded me of that.
Yeah, that's why I'd be grateful for my little squeaky voice.
Ooh, that's funny. That's funny. I'd be grateful for my voice.
I was listening to music the other day, and I'm like, they got a great voice, like a great rapping voice. It just sounds good. And I'm thinking about my mixes and how far when I be EQing, how far up I bring the low, the lows. I bring it up. It'd be like between two, average, I'd say like 230. Sometimes I'll be wanting my voice to be like when I was sick. Yeah, like, my voice was, I can't even get my voice that deep anymore. Like,
he wanted to be like chocolate rain.
It was deep. It was like, it sounded better than that. Like, it was had a little rasp, but yeah, I'd be appreciative of my little squeaks.
Everybody don't gotta be, baby, welcome to the party. Like, if everybody sounded like that, that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, enjoy. Yeah, you gotta be appreciative of your voice. I don't even know if my voice is squeaky or.
Maybe your voice be, but your voice be deeper when you record. I think it's not always.
Then when he talk regularly, be like.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Coming from the squeaky voice man himself.
Takes one to know one.
It's cool.
Cool, I'll take it. It'd be like a thing. Your voice doesn't drop significantly, but depending on what song you're doing and how you're using your voice, that determines where your voice actually is sitting. But your voice, your microphone also picks up low end more than high end stuff. So that's also probably why, because where your voice sits when your microphone picks it up is they pulling all the low end out.
Just a side note. Now every time I try to write, like I try to rap, all I hear is Damani in my head. I don't want to say the song because, I don't want to say the words. I don't know the name of the song. I don't even know the words. I could just hear it. I could just hear it. It was like, song? Yeah. Mm. It could be water.
I don't know what song it is.
I'll be like, I wish I thought it.
I know what you're talking about. That's, yep.
It's water?
No, it's not. It's the one that don't got the hook for it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one I'll be waking up and I'll just be singing.
I was like,
with the shit I got. Come on,
y'all get that later.
I'll be like, I want to rap like that.
I want to rap like that.
But I mean, the same thing be happening to me. I'll be hearing certain stuff. I'll be like, dang, that was good. I was like, I like that flow. I like that pie. I like that personality. Ooh, did I put enough personality in? Ooh, my goodness. Guy's funny. this is a complete side though. You know how hard it is to be funny on song, like on purpose, like that, like in the song on purpose. Woo. And like, but still be taken serious. Like that's difficult. Like most of the time, you're funny and it's like people don't take you serious, or you serious and people don't take you funny. But like,
there's, they don't take you funny.
Yeah, exactly. People don't take you funny. But. It's like it's hard to do both, to be able to tell a joke in the middle of the
thing. It's true.
Like, wow, this actually makes you, you know,
cool. I'm working on my stand up.
Stand up.
Oh man.
Stand up.
Oh man.
But yeah, we've definitely deviated from the original topic. I have no idea how we got.
But then, if we going back to the topic, doing all we can with what we got. I can't change.
I know you were about to say something else. I didn't know he was. You like going back to the topic though. I didn't know where we was going.
I was about to bring this to the topic.
Oh, go ahead.
Let that man cook.
Listen.
Sometimes personality is all I have. A joke is all I have. So I just be like, you know what? Let me sprinkle that in there real quick and see if it takes.
That's true.
It be taken.
See, you know what it is? It take it for funny. It's funny because when growing up, I never thought about like trying to be funny in a song. Maybe it's because I was always thinking of like, I don't know, Luda.
Luda!
Like that. And it's like,
Luda,
but he's dead serious. So like, that's what I, it's like, that man was, I'm not Illuminati, I'm a Luda now, man. And then kept going, like, I'm not going, they going.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, that's ludicrous. Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah, but. But. Yeah, I know initially, going back to the initial topic, like using what you have, right? The reason it's not good to there's no need to compare is because, like, you may not be the funny one. You may not be the funny man, or you may be the funny man. And it's like, this is the thing that gives your, whatever you're doing, life. So it's like, it's giving it character, dimensions.
I thought you were about to say dementia.
Hey, yo. But nah, it's giving it, it's filling this whole picture out, you know? So, like, as it's doing that, As you're like being yourself and like not comparing, which is, I know for me, I used to be like a comparison junkie. I used to be like, let me look at, like, I'm looking at what they're doing and I'm like, dang, maybe I need to blah blah. Maybe I need to blah blah. Like, or maybe it's not even in that regard. It's like I wasn't going hard enough until I saw somebody else going hard, and I'm
Yeah,
like,
that's.
ah,
Oh,
dang.
go ahead.
I was just gonna say that's not always a bad thing. It just depends on. That can be a tool. It depends on how you use it. Because like if they do inspire you to go harder, then that could be beneficial to you. But if you're obsessing over like what they're doing versus what you're doing, then that can definitely be like a hindrance. But what was you gonna say?
I was gonna say, it wasn't a comparison thing, but that's why I used to do so many covers, because I was like, I wish I was on that song. Or if I was on this song, or like if I didn't feel like people did it justice, I'm like, this is how I would have did it. And now, if I like this, like if I literally like the song and like what they did on the song, then I'd be like, I need parts. But now I'd be looking and seeing what other people be doing to see how I can improve my stuff. Right at this current juncture,
Yeah, juncture.
juncture.
Yeah. Don't doubt yourself.
Juncture.
I'll be looking at how people do their videos and how people like what angles they use, and I'll be watching mad videos about people who film themselves, and I just so that's where I'm at now. And one thing that I learned, I feel like I'm long-winded, but one thing that I did learn on this journey, that using everything that I have along the way, like at the end, everything is going to make sense. So like in the beginning, like you were saying, it seemed chaotic, or it seems chaotic. It's because, like, at least for me, I'm doing this, and the more I do everything, the more things come together. Or I might have a random idea and be like, oh, this is why I was doing this, or this is why I'm interested in this, or I am interested in this, and this can help me do this. Like even with Premiere Pro, I like editing videos, but now that I'm actually editing videos, it makes sense because I'll be making my own videos. Before it was like, now I'm just trying to, it felt like I was just trying to learn a new skill to learn a new skill, and I'm not going anywhere or doing anything with it. But like the more you do stuff and figure out what you like, what you're doing, what direction you're headed, the more the navigation, the GPS, as soon as you start moving, it start,
Telling you where to go.
Yeah,
telling
turn
you exactly
left.
where to go. And it'll
Lord.
just be beautiful and things be coming together. And yeah, that's all I got.
I had two thoughts, but one, going back to the GPS thing, I really wish, I guess God be doing it, but like, if I could get like a loud reminder, like proceed to the route, like if that's what God was doing to me, I would. Like anytime I was off track, proceed to the route, proceed to the route. Like I'd be like, oh, you know what? You right. I've been here for too long. And I mean, I think every stop is a part of it's it, like it's for a reason. But like sometimes you be needing to proceed to the route. Just
All I
proceed to
heard
the route.
was, proceed to the root. Proceed to the root. My child, let me take the wheel.
I thought you were gonna be like, Mom, proceed to the root.
That's what
Like,
I thought he was
yeah.
about to do.
Can you imagine if God sounded like Samuel L. Jackson? Oh my goodness. I don't know if I
Just
would ever.
screaming.
Like, mother,
I'm like,
proceed to the Said, mother, proceed to the root. But
I'm glad God don't talk like Samuel L. Jackson. I
Yeah,
wouldn't
at least
listen.
not to me. I know he probably talked to him like that, but
I wouldn't listen. I'd probably be arguing.
Man.
I would have been the strongest soldier by default.
Like, since you want to be so tough, but you
That's
want to
great. Since you want to be flipping at the mouth.
right? You think you grown?
I brought you in the
Strongest soldier, you at the top of the list.
But the other
say another mother love word.
Oh man, that's funny.
All I was going to say was, Day-Day my cousin. My man, I'm sorry to cut your wisdom.
You good. You good. I was...
All right. All right. I'm good.
She not ready yet. Oh! Oh my God!
Cut that part out.
So, the last thing I was going to say was going back to when the reason why it's not, you don't need to compare, like, or you talk about the video, it's good to use people as inspiration, don't use them as motivation. Because, like, when you're inspired by something, you can do something, but when you use them as motivation, that's the whole reason why you're doing it.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Because when they stop doing it, you're going to stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just like, yeah, you got to use people as for inspiration. And I'm using use as a loosely, but use people as inspiration, not motivation. We don't got to use people. We good people here. Join the good people.
Don't use people. Utilize. You gotta
edify
the attitude. That's what it is. Gotta edify the attitude.
We just throwing out big words. Don't mind us.
You know what else I was thinking?
No. Are you gonna tell us?
Yesterday.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I was like, I would get a job for, like, to make friends.
He definitely
I
said
told
that.
Him that yesterday. And then I was like, I think I was waiting in line somewhere, and I was like, you know what? When I was younger, I applied here. They didn't even, I didn't even get the job. It'd be like little jobs, and I'd be like, how couldn't I work here?
Yeah.
So I chalked it up as I wasn't meant to be. I'm not a worker. I'm not a worker bee. I'm supposed to be like, hey you, let's work together. I'm a collaborator.
I was like, hey you, go over there and flip that bird.
Yeah, that's what I was
like, my goodness. I mean, the manager.
That's where I was about to go at first, but I was like, nah, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's using people. You have to utilize.
You got
to
edify the attitude. You got to utilize the people in order to edify the attitude so you can collaborate. Collaboration, that's the end goal.
Ooh. Man, you know what's crazy? And before I segue into a totally different topic, but I agree, because when I was in line at one of the restaurants, and I'm looking, and I was like, you know, if I worked there, I wonder would I actually be friends with some of these people. I was like, maybe I would be, but I don't know. And then I just was like, you know, I have a decent amount of friends.
You do.
Good ones. Just seen one yesterday.
I did. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my friends. Y'all great people. The other thing I was going to say was the amount of jobs that I didn't get, like they denied me at Target. And I'm like, I'm a cashier. I can fold clothes.
The wild thing is,
like, why y'all denying me? Like, I don't even want to work there. Forget you. I'm sorry.
When I was younger, I couldn't even get a job at McDonald's. They ain't want me.
I didn't get it. I didn't get the job at Walmart, and I'm looking like,
why you ain't want my cake?
You know what's crazy? I wasn't even thinking. I was thinking, why he didn't want me, man? I'm thinking, why he didn't want me, man? And I'm like, Walmart? Y'all don't, like, y'all need help. Like, y'all be needing help. This is not the shit on Walmart, but like, y'all be needing help. Y'all be needing assistance. Target, y'all be needing assistance. I be seeing people.
McDonald's.
I never applied. I did
when I was younger. I was trying to get to the bag.
Yeah.
Get to the bag. But yeah, God knew better. He knew better. If you knew better, you'll do better.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing better.
I hope so. Oh, man. Yeah. You said you were about to segue into
It was just about the jobs that I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I didn't get selected for. I personally feel. They went
with other candidates.
Yeah, and I'm like, they went with other candidates, and I'm like, hey, yo.
You know what I was thinking? Oh, you go and then I'll go.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, this job don't require much. Like, it doesn't even require me to do nothing besides show up, and you saying you don't want me to show up? All right, word, forget it. It's cool. It's cool. Get somebody else. Get somebody else. It's cool.
What was you about to say?
What I should do, like, I was thinking, like, you know what? I might just start sending my headshot to, like, as my resume. I'm going to just send a headshot.
He's going to send it.
Like, If you want me,
so how you gonna say no to this face? Can't say no to this face. Come on.
Just send in a headshot and I'm see like, what happens.
Where is your work experience?
Just put me at the door. Put me at the door in the back.
Oh man, that's funny. I mean, my first job I only got because of my sister, and they told me that in the interview. They was like, we're only going to hire you because of your sister. And I was like, well, damn.
Every job I've had pretty much is because I knew somebody that worked there. They don't really be hiring me just off the strength of me. It'd be like, usually. I got guitar center because I did music. But yeah. Like, even at that point, I had a little imposter syndrome about that. But I was just like,
That's another thing. Back to the topic.
Thank you.
Imposter syndrome. With using everything that you have,
you don't got time to have nobody's imposter it's like, syndrome.
I mean, I finished it. Like, I finished this, so it is coming out. I'm putting it out. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, happens. And then once it's out, I'd be like, I don't really like that. Like, stuff be cringy. I'd be like, I wish I didn't do that. And one of the videos, the wind was blowing, man. Like, the wind was blowing. And, like, one of my eyes was closing. And I was open. I'm like, that's nasty, but it's up.
yeah, Breeze. It's up, what's up? Yeah. Nah, I feel you. Yeah, and I think in us using everything that we have, it's hard to have imposter syndrome because, like, I think a lot of imposter syndrome is because you actually haven't done the work that you felt like you should have done in order to feel confident in it.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're using everything you have, it's like, I'm trying everything. I don't got time to beat myself up about not, that I'm not where I would like to be. Nah, bro, I'm exhausting every option.
But I think a part of that, for me personally, has been that accepting the fact that in some aspects or in a lot of the things that I'm learning now or whatever tools that I'm utilizing, it's like, I'm still a beginner, right? So, like, I can't, of course, I'll be annoyed when stuff don't come out perfectly the first time, but then I gotta, like, all right, like, when I was mixing, and I was like, all right, I finished these mixes, I want y'all to listen to them, just tell me, you know, like, if they're good enough to move forward. And I'm hoping that y'all like, yeah, this is fire. We could just, and y'all like, too much reverb. But then I got to remember, even the engineers that I send my stuff to, it'd be like, this is the first mix. Here are my critiques type of thing. Like, this is what I need you to change. So I'm a beginner. So there should be notes for me to have to change certain things.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that.
Like, because I usually, it might be two or three drafts before I'm like, okay, yeah, this is it. Like, so I can't be like, oh, well, it's me, so I'm gonna get it perfect this time. These people been mixing for years. I've been mixing for one and a half. So, like, just thinking about it from that, just, like, accepting the fact that I'm a beginner, it's like, then I don't need to be an imposter because I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And that's what life is about. I'm supposed to still be learning stuff in life. But also, I'm doing so much stuff right now, I don't have time to even think about what an imposter is.
Yeah, I saw somebody say, the only time you feel like you're an imposter is because you're trying to teach something that you haven't finished doing for yourself. So a lot of times, or not necessarily teaching, but you're trying to pass yourself off as an expert before you've gotten to the place where you're actually an expert. So, like, if you approach it like, I'm a beginner,
right,
then of course you're not going to... You shouldn't have imposter syndrome. And I'd just be looking at stuff like, if I didn't have somebody to compare this to, would I still feel like this isn't good enough? Right. Absolutely not. It's like, what? Yeah. It's like, if I feel like I'm the first person to make this kind of hat, I have nothing to compare it to. So it's like, there's no reason for me to feel like I'm not good enough at. It's like, nah, if I'm not good enough, I just work on getting better. You know? And then, like, you can use other people as your, it's all good. You can use other people as your like jury of like, oh, this could, you can improve this here, you can improve that there, as not necessarily to be like, you're not as good as so and so. It's right. Like, oh snap, okay, well maybe they can see something I didn't see. Maybe this hat could be maybe I didn't take into account that, like, oh, this is going to be hot, or this is going to, like, when I put this hat on, it's going to be hot. Or, and somebody else was like, you know, you got to make sure that the stitching is right because you don't want it to be blah, blah. And that helps you a lot more than, like, the whole imposter syndrome and,
yeah,
so that whole mindset.
I was just going to say about imposter syndrome, at least for me, imposter syndrome only tells me that I'm thinking too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I be in my head. Like, this not good enough. I want this to be this. And I like what y'all said about imposter syndrome only happens when you're trying to pass yourself off as I'm going to say, a level that you're not at yet. Mm-hmm. And also, you said something about, like, the other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what exactly I was going to say, how it ties to what you said, but... like, the people that you are inspired by, a lot of times, once you're on their radar, they'll be inspired by you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a give and take type of thing. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think even in... It's just... I think whenever you're making something, because we're all creating something, right? Whenever you're making something... Like, just the fact that you made it and somebody else can see it, like, gives you the opportunity to inspire somebody else. So, and you never know what somebody else is going to be inspired by in you or whatever it is you're making.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's certain shows that I watch, whether it's like real life shows or like even when we're watching some anime, there's some where I'm watching and I'm like, he took that from this, but he tweaked it enough so that this is exactly, like, it feels like him, or he took elements from here and here and here, and it's like, he was inspired by that, and then, like, that, like, they may see it and be like, ah, I like what you did, maybe I need to try, mm-hmm. I never took it to that angle, maybe I stopped short here, or maybe I stopped right here, and I thought this is all we can take it. It's almost like a passing of baton, how I'm looking at it. It's like, I'm taking this, when you're using all you have, I'm taking this as far as I can go, in hopes that somebody else can grab it and take it farther. But it's like, if you don't use everything you have to get wherever you're trying to get to, the next person has a terrible starting point.
Yeah.
So it's like, ah, you giving them you dropped the baton. Now they, oh man, they trying to get, like, they trying to, we're all doing, like, you're collaborating terrible. I hate when that happens.
I was going to say, it's a lifelong collaboration.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Life's a lot more fun that way to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you make friends.
Yeah. You do. And you're a lot more active in, like, the environment, and you're a lot more active in everything. Because, like, now, like, you're enjoying it because you're a part of it. Like, there's so many times where I've been places where I'm not actually a part of whatever I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm at this party and I'm not actually a part of it. I'm like, ah, I don't really want to be here. Or I'm wherever I'm at this event and I'm not... Because I don't want to be here, I'm trying my best to not be a part of
whatever moment
the thing
that
I'm in.
I used to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, bro, you here. Just be a part of it or leave. Like, that.
Right.
Like, it's really that simple. Like, you could, or because otherwise, if you don't be a part of it in a positive sense, you end up being, oh, he just the dude that's standing up against the wall. So it's like, this is you're still a part of the environment regardless, but now you're just the dude that's, he the dude that's over there. This party ain't even lit for real. Shouldn't have came outside. They not dancing with no ladies in here. Like,
why you on the wall, ain't you?
You know, so yeah, my bad. That was long-winded.
I don't know. That was good. I don't know what I was about to say. But I will say that learning to use all my tools is like, I mean, of course it's an ongoing journey because as you grow as a person, you're going to gain new tools. Right. But in this moment, it's been kind of freeing because I feel like there are some tools that I hadn't used in the past because I didn't want, I guess it to, I don't know, look strange or chaotic on the outside. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm trying to make it look as organized as possible so you can see that I'm actually doing this thing and it looks like this. And you can't tell me that I'm not working toward this thing when it's like, if you would have just used these tools, you could have probably, even though it would have looked chaotic to them, you probably would have accomplished your goal a little bit sooner, or you would have found this other tool a little bit sooner, and you would have just enjoyed life more. Because it's just the ongoing journey, but I've been enjoying it so far.
Yeah. And piggybacking off of your thing, like the whole trying to make it so that people can see, so that it looks like you're doing something, right? What I've learned is, which I guess I never even answered my own question. Wow. What I've learned through using what you have is that wasn't even intentional.
He's back.
What I've learned through using all that you have is, oh, that's so funny. All right, what I've learned.
You can't even get the sentence.
What I've learned in boating school is that when you actually do something,
deflect. sorry, my bad.
When you actually do something, nobody can tell you that you're not doing. Like, if you read every day, nobody goes, man, you don't read. Like, I don't care what you tell. I read every day. I don't care what you tell me. Like, I don't have to show you that I read. I know I did. It's like brushing your teeth. Nobody gotta tell you. Like, hey, you don't be brushing your teeth every day. Every day. I don't. Nothing you can tell me about me is gonna, like, I did it. Like, I do it all the time. So it's like, in essence, it's like the showing for other people. You don't really have to show people when you know you do it. Like, when you actually know, I know I'm black. I don't got to show people I'm black. Look at this. Look at this skin. I'm black. I'm sorry.
But I was just going to say.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Did I lose my thought? Okay. I was just going to say that not only. Dang it.
Damn.
Okay, new thought. Okay, so as far as like showing what it on the outside or trying to make it look like I get now, like you don't have to prove those things. I feel like a lot of when I was growing up, also because I didn't know what it was supposed to look like, but also I'm like, oh well, I don't want my parents to think that I'm just out here wasting time and not doing whatever. I was so focused on trying to be like, oh well, you know, I am doing this thing, like at least doing stuff that I could tally off or something like that and be like, I did this and this, so see, I am doing the thing. Or even I think that probably went hand in hand with like my imposter syndrome. Because it was like, I don't know how to make you understand that I am doing the thing, but I also don't really know what I'm doing. But I also been doing this for a long time, so I feel like I should know what I'm doing already. So then it just kind of compiles, and it just becomes a thing of, because then you have people like, oh well, why don't you go on The Voice or American Idol or this competition thing or that competition thing, and just like.
That's how people sound to you when you say it?
Yeah, they be like, oh, my God.
It sounds like they need to bounce a ball.
Yeah,
with that.
that's their voice every single time. Why don't you have that voice?
Oh, my God.
I don't know why.
Sound like Marshmallow. A babalooba.
Babalooba. I got a babalooba. That's what they sound like. But like, so that was a part of it was like me trying to get people to understand the journey as I was trying, like I'm trying to figure out the journey that I'm on, like on my own, but also trying to get people to understand it at the same time. And it's like, it's just, it compiled and became imposter syndrome, yeah. I guess.
I have a side note, because we said Mushmouth. Mm-hmm. Fat Albert was a funny movie.
Oh my God!
All
gosh.
I could see is when they was in the car. He was the car. I'm like, put your face on. Put your
face on. Somebody do the presentation. Face on. Like, start to do the car. Oh,
like
that sounds like water.
That's somebody pooping.
Doing the best I can with what I got.
Oh my goodness. Man, that's funny.
But yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, what was really interesting about what you said was, it's because, like, hearing it back, it sounds crazy to be like, all right, I do this thing. I want to show people that I do this thing, right? Because, you know, like, and naturally, from when we were kids, like, I want to show and tell. That's mm-hmm. always, oh, okay, cool. I did this thing. But it's like, I need to be able to show this to you guys so that you guys can tell me that I do what I actually do.
I think it's a thing of.
Because that'll prove it to me.
Yeah, it's like the community. Like, you want the people who's closest to you to be your biggest supporters.
Right.
And I feel like they should be your biggest supporters, yeah. Especially if you say you want to do something. Like, why would I tell you that's not going to work or it don't make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, it'd be wild to me, but the journey never make, like,
it never makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. I cannot make sense. I cannot make my journey make sense. I don't know how to make my journey make sense until it's all said and done.
But it's also a thing where, like, well, two things. It's also a thing where, number one, it don't even always make sense to me yet. Mm-hmm. So then for me to try to explain to you stuff that I didn't even, like, I've known since I was younger that I wanted to stay independent. But mm-hmm. I didn't have, like, I had, like, minimal verbiage in high school. I didn't really have the verbiage until I got to college, or even the thought process behind, like, why I would want to be an independent artist. But even still, it's like, well, on the outside looking in, that don't really make sense when it's all these other opportunities to go about or whatever. But it's like, I'm still trying to figure out what this is supposed to look like or what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So then for me to try to turn around and explain it to you, or to clean up what aspect I kind of figured out so that I can present that part to you, it's like, it's still missing the whole rest. That's like me, let's say I'm making a, let's say I just make some sweet potatoes, right? And I'm like, oh, this is your meal for tonight. That's all I was able to put together. I put the, you know, I seasoned it and stuff. You missing all the other elements of the meal. Like, I'm still going to be hungry off of this, but it's fine because this is what I have for you. So now you can say that I do the thing.
Yeah, because if you say it, then I know I did it. But, like, if you say it, then that'll prove to me that I did it.
But then that goes back to the support thing. It's like, then I can know that I also have your support because now you see that I actually do the thing, and you'll get the meal in about 5 to 7 business days, but the sweet potatoes are here.
I was thinking, my analogy was like when somebody come to visit and you, like, just try to clean real quick, and it's like, oh, this house is beautiful. And then it'd be like, but you, I know I threw everything in the closet. That's why every door is shut, because everything is behind every door. But I just wanted to make it look good. So when you come by, you can be like, oh, this is beautiful.
Right.
I get you now. I get it.
Right.
But it's like, as soon as they leave, you open the door, everything, it's like, just fall out. Yeah. It's like, this is chaotic. Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, and I think it's good. Yeah. Both of y'all analogies are really good. I was in my head, I was sweet potato. Like, just got to put a sweet potato right here. Just a picture. but I was thinking about recently.
They need to get the pound cake. It's just like, the sweet potato.
This is going to be a cake. At some point, this sweet potato is going to be a cake.
Do you trust me?
Do you believe?
That is it.
And they'd be like, what? All right, cool. Some people be like, yeah, I see the vision. I mean, I guess. But it's like, you don't really need them to believe. Like, as long as you believe you can turn this sweet potato into a cake. Right now, it's a lump of sweet potato. It's dirty. You still got to clean it. But it's gonna be a sweet potato in your mind. But until you,
it's gonna be a cake in your mind.
But then once you do it, you don't have to. Yeah, it's a cake. My bad.
It's gonna be a sweet potato in your mind. You got a sweet potato. Don't get a sweet potato. It's a sweet potato. It ain't a sweet potato.
Oh man. But damn.
Pardon me.
Hold on. It's almost there. Okay. Yeah. So in your mind, it's like, I know what this is. And I think we have to be able to, like, respect the of course, we they always talk about trust the process, but like understanding that like everything that we're doing and us in general, like we're in process and in progress. Everything is in process and in progress,
and
it's like
and in purpose.
And you know what I'm saying. You know what he's saying because I didn't say it, but you know what we're saying. And yeah, just everything is in process. So like being okay with like, all right, this is in process, in progress. If nobody else understands what I'm trying to do, that's okay because I. If I know it, like the things that you know, you don't have to try and convince people that you know.
You don't even have to explain it. Yeah. It's like a no. You don't have to explain. I don't have to explain to you why I said no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't have to explain to you why I'm doing this, why I know this is going to work.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's,
yeah. I mean,
what is? Come on now.
Yeah.
Ah! But, yeah. I feel a service coming on.
Said, I feel a spirit in the room. That sounded crazy, huh? The spirit of God, you know, just want to make sure everybody else, yeah.
He's talking about a regular spirit.
Yeah,
the dumpy.
Oh, man.
But I was also going to say, the second thought that I had was going back to when you said that you believe that the closest people to you should be your...
Support.
They should be supportive.
I don't agree with that anymore.
Why?
I think that it will be nice, but I personally am like, I don't count on it.
Yeah, I don't count on it. I'm not looking for it. But if we like this, why don't you want to see me win? Why don't you want to see what I do?
Oh, you mean like, okay, that's not how I was looking at it. So, okay, I agree with what you're saying.
You don't have to buy everything. You don't have to make sure all my stuff sell out. But at least... I would love to know that I have your support.
I was looking at it from the buy everything, sell out type of thing.
But I also think it's tough for people that are close to you because there's a lot more fluff and clutter around who you are as a person than the thing that you just made, right? They're like, they don't look at it like I just made this sweet potato pound cake. They don't look at it like you just made the sweet potato pound cake. They look at it like, oh, Breeze is trying something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And is this like, a phase?
Yeah. And it's like, for somebody else, they're like, hold on, you got sweet potato pound cake? That's exactly what I was looking for. I've been asking everywhere if I can find a sweet potato pound cake. You made a sweet potato pound cake. And that's why somebody else can see it and be able to look at it objectively because, like, they don't care about you yet. They care about the thing that you just made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the thing that you just made solved the problem that I had. And then they find out about you and they're like, yo, I need to know more about the person who made this. How did you cut? Blah, blah, blah.
But the closest people be like, oh, Breeze made a cake again.
But yeah. Then it's like, if it's a phase, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hurting anybody. I'm moving myself forward. You told me, don't sell drugs. Don't come back with no baby.
And don't end up in prison.
Yeah, so when I don't... When I do something that will lead me away from those things,
yeah,
baby might have an influence. Cake, but 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
But I think they mean well, right? Because it's like if I'm your as a friend, right? If I see you doing something that I'm like this, I don't. Maybe they feel like it's a waste of your time. Because like sometimes you might see your friends do something like. You probably don't need to waste your time doing that, right? But as their friend, you're like, okay. Like, I don't want them to waste their time, but I don't feel like I should be the person to be like, you know, I think in general they mean well. I think the intention is, like, there, and the intention is, like, you as a person and your well-being. So, like, some of the stuff that they may think is a phase for you, and they're like, they don't really... I don't want to say that they don't want you to do it, but they don't want you to put all your eggs in that basket because, like, they care about, like, your well-being. But, like, there's more to it than just, like, I think there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of pieces that kind of clutter their image of what's, like, you and the thing that you're doing.
And some of what I've, like, learned is sometimes they think it's a phase for you because it was a phase for them.
That is also true.
And, like... Either, and it might have been a phase where it was like they just decided to give up on their dream and pursue something else, or it could have been a phase where it was like they thought it was fun at the time and then they kind of grew out of it. So it's like, I don't know, it just depends on the person. But going back to the topic, I feel like in using all of the all of the tools that you have and like gaining more tools, just literally using everything that you have to your advantage to move you forward. I feel like not everybody sees that. And I feel like a lot of times we think that the people that are closest to us care to see that part.
Yeah, in progress part.
And that'll make them understand. But at the end of the day, a lot of times they don't want to see the process. And that's mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
But the process is for you. It's not for them. It's like mm-hmm. recognizing that the journey, the tools, the everything, you giving all of this and all of you to moving your life and your dreams forward is for you. Mm-hmm. Like, once you realize that, I feel like that starts the, at least for me, it started like my process of being like, okay, I can just try this thing. And just like you said, I don't have to explain why I said no. I don't have to explain to you why I'm doing this thing. Excuse me. Now, mm-hmm. granted, if you are married or, you know, maybe have, you know, a significant other, even children, sometimes you do have to explain some things. But, like you said, I'm not hurting nobody. I'm not blah, 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 whatever. It's like, all right, I'm doing this thing and I don't 100% know exactly why it's gonna work in my favor, like toward my dream. But I also don't have to explain to you why.
Yeah.
I don't. I can just do it and then use it as a tool and move forward.
Yeah. And I was going to say, this is the last thing I was going to say in regards to this part, but the, like, people not being prepared to look at the process, like, you in the process or you in progress of doing everything. It's almost like the dominoes when you order in the pizza online, right? And you see, some people, when you see the meter and you like, it's not done yet. It's about to piss me off. Mm-hmm. Man, I just let me know when it's done. I just want to know that the piece is done. They're about to deliver it. Some people, when they see it, like, ooh, it's in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
I'm so excited. I can't wait. And some people,
how much time I got?
Yeah, exactly. Some people get excited by that and for that, but some people don't. Some people are only like, let me know when this pizza. Let me know when he around the corner, and yeah. Like, I need to know when he's delivering the pizza. And some people, they get excited by the progress. It's just a matter of, like, when you're making something, the process is always going to be for you. The end result is, so like everybody else, hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, I'm already making something else for me because mm-hmm. I feel good knowing that I made this for me.
Right. Yeah. So, but this has been a long conversation. Do you guys have any final thoughts on using everything that you have? All it takes is all you got. Imposter syndrome, progress, process, all of the things. Any final thoughts?
For me, using all that I have is a thing of action, execution, not thinking, removing my thinking mind when I'm acting.
Hmm.
When I'm acting on something. And yeah, stay blessed, stay black people.
Nah, the only thoughts that I have, I mean, using all you have, using all you got, it just requires that you, like, do things with all of you. And I think that's really where that's the biggest thing that I've learned is you have to do things with all of you. Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
So that's what I've got.
And then my final thoughts are just do it. Like, just start, accept the beginner phase, accept that there's a lot to learn in life and just keep moving forward. And yeah, but don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, hit that notification bell so you never miss the upload. Also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. And we got a couple more episodes we need to catch up on. So, don't forget to join our Patreon. Join the good people of the gray area. For the low, low price of $3 a month, you can watch this podcast live and early, as well as other content that we have for you guys. So that link is in the description. But like we said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And we will see you guys next week. Oh, let us know below what your thoughts are on using the tools that you have. Have you been using everything that you have? Have you not? Do you even care? Let us know, but we'll see you guys next week.
Woo! Adios! Stay black, people.
Oh, yeah.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.